This week we have Parshas Vayechi. The theme of Chumash, Bereishis, I saw just Derech Agav, that the Chumash Bereishis, the first word of Chumash Bereishis is of the Beis. Beis Loshen Baracha. And the last word of Chumash Bereishis begins with the Beis. Vayisem Ba'oron B'mitzrayim. And the Beis, we learned about the letters of the Aleph Beis. The letter of the Beis always represents Baracha. So the beginning of Chumash Bereishis and the end of Chumash Bereishis begins with the first word and the last word. In fact, the last two words, Ba'aron B'mitzrayim, begin with the letter Beis to tell us that Chumash Bereishis from beginning to end is Mole Baracha. Okay, now, first thing, there is no pasuk. Just sit back, relax. There is no pasuk. Just don't worry about it. Okay, Parshas Vayechi. Let me tell you an idea, which only, it's a little bit numerical, a little gematria oriented. Under normal circumstances, I would not even pick it up off the radar. I prepare to say a Dvar Torah, I'll go through different svarim. I wouldn't even recognize. I would just scan over the Vart, go forward, and pass it over. It wouldn't even hit me that there's something to speak about. But being that this past week we learned something very interesting in Sefer Daniel, the Ramban, somehow this got picked up on the radar. And I find it's a little bit numerical, but there is something. I think there is an important point which made an impression on me, which I want to share with you. But before we get to that, I have to give you two points of introduction. Now, the two points of introduction are not necessarily needed for the idea I want to tell you, but I think to have a greater appreciation of what I want to try to bring out, just to lay out these two interesting points, which I find interesting in and of itself, and again, but it's not related to the point I want to bring out. Let's review what we learned this week in Sefer Daniel. The same thing we learned this week about the end of Daniel Perek Yud Beis, we learned about the Ketz Hayomin, the end of days. Daniel is disturbed. When will the Ketz Hayomin occur? And the Malach says it's going to occur after 1,290 years. MS. Elef, Aleph, Elef, Mem, Mosayim, Tov, Tishim. Elef, Mosayim, Tishim, 1,290 years. That's when the Ketz will occur. And we learn Rashi makes a calculation. It's going to occur in the year 1354, plus 45 years more to bring us to 1399. Aschalta de Gula, the Seif Gula. Okay, fine. The Ramban, we discussed the Ramban. Ramban, what is the significance of this number, 1290 MS? What's going on here? Anyway, we don't know what this means. As the Malach told Daniel, forget about it. Chasoim v'sasom, forget about it, you're not going to understand. The Ramban told us a fascinating insight, that the number 1290 is 1 year more than the total sum of years the Jewish people lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people, when they came in, the first time they came into Eretz Yisrael was the time of Yehoshua. From the time they entered in the land in the time of Yehoshua until they built the Bayis Rishon was 440 years. Very basic number in the Jewish religion. 440 years. The Pasuk explicitly says that it was 480 years from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the Binyan Bayis Rishon. So if we subtract the 40 years that they wandered in the desert, it's exactly 440 years that they lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people were living as Toshavim in their land before they built the Beis HaMikdash. We know the Bayis Rishon stood for 410 years. We know the Bayis Sheni stood for 420 years. And now we're learning that Koresh Isha proclamation, the Ramban says, he has a calculation which seemingly really is 18, but he fits it into 19. The Ramban says that Koresh granted permission for the Jewish people to return and live once again in Eretz Yisrael 19 years before the Beis HaMikdash was, the Bayis Sheni was was rebuilt. He stopped the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, but he allowed them, Koresh ruled the world, he allowed them to live there in peace. You can live in your homeland. Return to your land, live there. Just don't build the Beis HaMikdash. You can build it, but stop, foundation, stop, but you can live there. So that means, Sach HaKol, how many years were the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael until they were exiled, the time of Titus of Rome? Exactly 1,289 years. 440 plus 420 plus 410 plus 19 is 1,289. The Ramban says, even though it seems that we're very good people, those 1,289 years were years where we lived in sin. We angered Hashem. There was always some small degree of sin. There was Avodah Zarah, there was Sinas Chinam. There were always problems. Hashem tolerated us for 1,289 years, but it was only Hashem. We didn't earn it. Hashem had Rachmanus, He tolerated us. Therefore, when we go to Golus, the Malach tells Daniel, the Golus has to last at least, MS, 1,290 years. You have to be in Golus at least 1 year more to atone for the sins that were occurring during the time that you were living there, 1 year more. A very interesting idea, that you're living there, you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Golus is always one more in years. Golus is always 1 year more than the years of sin. It's an idea. What it means exactly, we have no. We don't understand what this means. I told you this is what? Some form. This is just some like mystical, kabbalistic, you know, gematria. It's an idea. And again, this idea, we don't need this word. I want to bring it up. I just want to keep this in mind. Such a concept. Again, we don't have any attempt to understand what this means, but it's an idea. Okay. Now, let me tell you another very interesting idea, not related. Most Klalis Chazal tell us that we suffer. There are many numerous Mar Chazal which bring out this idea. We suffer ad hayom hazeh golos because of the chet of Mechiras Yosef. The chet of Mechiras Yosef is a central theme in Jewish thought. It was a terrible avera for the Shiftei Kah, the holy Shvatim, to sell their brothers. How many of the brothers participated in the actual Mechira?
10.
Well, really only 9.
Oh, right.
Why only 9? Let's. Binyamin wasn't there. So Binyamin, he is totally out of the picture. Now Yosef, there are different approaches. He was the victim, but he was the instigator. Okay, he got the brothers jealous by telling them the dreams, but we're not going to work with that. We're going to work with this approach that Yosef is completely innocent. He's the victim. Which he is. He's the victim. He was one that was sold. So who's left? We have 12 Shvatim. Binyamin is out. Yosef is out. We're down to 10. But one of them wasn't there. One of them, Adrab, he said, don't kill him. They wanted to kill him. One said, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Al tishbichu dam. Don't kill him. And he went away. He went to be Misabel, to be Mishamish's father, to do tshuva for Bila and Zilpah, for Bila. Okay. So who's left? 9 brothers. 9 brothers see their poor little brother there, and along comes a caravan of the Ishmaelim, and they sell, and they decide they're going to sell him. What's no?
Because we're told that he sold for 20 pieces of
including Reuven.
Yes.
It's a difficulty. You're right. Let's work with a different approach. There are many approaches. Look, some of Farshan learned that there is Yosef. Yosef, they took Reuven's money. They took his money because Reuven's also guilty to a certain degree. Right? He also guilty. But not to the degree of the other 9 brothers. I am Panama Torah. I'm not coming to disagree. Let's just look at it from this perspective. Now, this Svar, I'm telling you now, comes from the Oysteroifer Rav. Everyone know who the Oysteroifer? The Oysteroifer Rebbe. He was a genius of geniuses. All of his verloch are all about numbers. So then this is up his alley. Now let's understand the following idea. When a person sins, again, this is a very mystical idea, which I don't understand, but let's just use the numbers. When a person sins, what is he really doing? He is ignoring the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem tells a person, I put you in this world, I gave you the Torah, I'm giving you Bechira Chavshis. You have a choice. You're going to either listen to me or you're going to ignore me. If you're going to listen to me, very good, you'll be rewarded. You want to sin? You can sin. The door is open. But when you sin, you are not fulfilling my will. When a person commits a crime, he is ignoring the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem has many names. Hashem has a name of 72 letters. Hashem, there are two letters, Yud Kei. Then we have Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we have a name. We have a name, another name of Kodesh Baruch, which plays a very primary role, which I don't know what these names all are about. Of Eke Asher Eke, Ko Soma Levnei Yisrael Eke Shelochani Alechem. How do you spell Eke? Aleph Hey Yud Hey. It's one of Hashem's names. This appears all over Chazal. Eke Shelochan. It's explicit in the pasuk. It's more explicit than Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei is just the way we refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there's also a name called Eke. Now, when, how many brothers participated in... Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu went down, originally saw the Jewish people suffer. He then left because of his problems with killing the Nitzri, fine. And then Hashem recruits him. And Hashem says, Moshe, come, I want to recruit you, I want you to, I have a mission, I want you to take my people out of Egypt. There's going to be a ketz, there's going to be a redemption, there's going to be a redemption of Geula. So it says in the pasuk, Vayar Hashem, Hashem appears to Moshe by the burning bush, Vayar Hashem, Kisor Liros. He turns to see. Moshe Rabbeinu was aware there would be a geula, just like we have Yaakov Avinu tells Klal Yisrael, I'm going to tell you about the ketz hayamin. The Malach tells Daniel, I'm going to tell you about the ketz. But Moshe Rabbeinu also was very well aware that one of the great sins of the Jewish people was Mechiras Yosef. And when a person sins, he denies the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let me take one step back. How many brothers sin? 9 brothers. But there's a very important chazal. Chazal tell us that it wasn't only the 9 brothers. They wanted a quorum. They wanted a minyan. They wanted to have 10 people because they were afraid that someone would reveal the secrets, what they have done. And they wanted to make sure no one can reveal the secret. There would be a curse issued on every one of the brothers if they would reveal what would happen. But there were only 9 of them. They needed someone else to join the quorum, we don't know how this works, in order that there should be a minion to succeed in carrying out their plan. What do they do? So the words of the Medrash are, Shatvai imohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're part of this. You're part of the deal. We're not sinning, we're doing over here, this is a mitzvah. This person here, Yosef, is a roidev, he is a threat to Klal Yisrael, he's a false Mashiach, we got to get rid of him. We're doing a mitzvah, we're selling our brother, it's a mitzvah, and you mask him, you agree that what we're doing is for Nifa, you're going to be our partner. Therefore, we have 10. 9 plus the Chumash. Right, you go to shul, you have a minion, so what do you do? Tell the child, pick up the Chumash. 9 plus a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're with us on the deal.
Hashem was
masking? No, we don't find that. We don't find Hashem was masking. Adarabah, if Hashem was masking, we wouldn't be suffering. Hashem was not masking. Of course not. But this is what they did. Therefore, along comes Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was aware of this, okay, we're making all these Kabbalistic assumptions. Hashem's name was Nifgam 10 times in Mechiras Yosef. I can't believe I'm saying these type of things. It's totally not up my alley. But we learned Daniel this week, and that's why this is so appealing to me. Hashem's name was Nifgam 10 times. What do we mean? When each one of the brothers sinned, what did they do? What do you do when you sin? Ribbono Shel Olam, not now. Later. I'm busy now. Out. I have to do something, and I don't want... I want to do what I want to do. Not now. Leave.
Right.
It's an insult. It's a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Not only that, we also they did it. So how many brothers committed this crime, did this? And they said 9. And what else did they do in order to... Ribbono, you're part of it. You know what? Not only are we denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're perverting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're also going to participate in the sin. Not only are they denying Hashem, they're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sin is so great, you'll also be part of the sin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're also going to join us in the Avera. They're going to pervert the true HaKadosh Baruch Hu by telling him, we're going to deny you, the true you, and we're going to make believe a new type of Ribbono Shel Olam and bring him into our sin. So in total, how many times did they pervert? Did they rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? 10 times. 10 times. Each one of the brothers committed a crime, and the tenth, that's nine brothers, and the tenth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is number 10. Now, what is Hashem's name? So the most basic name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? We say every single day, every time we have in the Siddur, in the Davening, I mean, this is it. We just say Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. In the Sefer Torah, in Tanakh, Hashem's name appears 1,820 times. Yud Kei Vav Kei. 1,800. That's the real deal. What is the gematria of 1,800? What is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei? Yud Kei Vav 26. What is 26 multiplied by times 10? 260. Moshe Rabbeinu was very well aware that Klal Yisrael was suffering. Ki ochei noida hadavar. The sinas chinam. He saw a dust and oh, are you going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri? Moshe Rabbeinu, see, what did Moshe Rabbeinu see? That the chait of Mechiras Yosef is not over. There's sinas chinam among Klal Yisrael. What is the makor of sinas chinam Mechiras Yosef? How many times was Hashem's name Nifka? 10 times, Yudkei Vavke. Yudkei Vavke times 10 is 260.
Right.
Moshe said, Mashiach's not coming. The Geula for the Jewish people in Egypt are not coming until how many years will pass? 260. Vayar Hashem that Moshe kisor liros. What is sor? Samach Reish. Reish is 200. 60 is 260. Moshe Rabbeinu thought Mashiach is not coming until the year 260. And before we go further, I want to just point out something which is fascinating. We are so brainwashed in learning Chazal, we're always trying to figure out when Mashiach is coming, and we're always off. We're always short. We always make predictions before the time of Mashiach, because Mashiach hasn't come yet. And hundreds of Rabbanim have made predictions that would have come. They were off. Moshe Rabbeinu made a calculation that was past the deadline. The Jewish people left Mitzrayim when? After 210 years of being in Egypt. What did Moshe Rabbeinu think? How long are they going to be in Egypt? For 260 years. Why 260 years? Because by Mechiras Yosef, how many times did they rebel against? Remember the Ramban. The Ramban says the Golos has to surpass or equal the Zman of sin. How? What, if you want to define the sin in Kabbalistic terms, what was the sin? They were poigim. They insulted Hashem 10 times. Hashem's name is Yudkei Vavkei, 26. 26 times 10 is 260. So Moshe says, what's the rush? I'm a shepherd. I got plenty of time. I got another 50 years. I got 50 more years until it's time for the Gula. Vayar Hashem kisor liros. Moshe was looking for the kates for the Gula. I got 50 more years to go. What did Hashem say? Koisoyma levnei Yisrael. Ekesh shelochani aleichem. Now we don't know what this means. It's just numbers. Hashem says, you're right. My name is Yudkei Vavkei. My name Yudkei Vavkei appears in Tanakh 1,820 times. But that's not the name that the Jewish people sinned. When the Mechiras Yosef took place, they, you know, I don't know what this means. Koyosomaki Eke Shalochani. It's the name Aleph Ke Yud Ke. Eke. What's the gematria of Eke? Of Eke? 21. What's 21 times 10? 210. Moshe, you're off. You're right. You're right that Klad is sinas chinam. The shorish of all galus is Mechiras Yosef. And Mechiras Yosef is where Klal Yisrael insulted Hashem 10 times. But Hashem has many names. He has the name Yudkei Vavkei. Hashem has the name that they insulted with Mechiras Yosef is the name Ekeh. And Ekeh is 21. 21 times 10 is 210. Therefore, your calculation is off by 50 years. It's 50 years earlier than what you thought. The time is now. Now. So stop being sore. Liros. Ki eke shelochani aleichem. This is what the Oistrefor Rebbe says. This is his word. Everything that he says are these fantastic mathematical calculations. Okay, now, we're not finished. We're just getting started here. Okay, now we come to this week's parsha. Okay, here we come to this week's parsha. Now, this is fascinating. And there's a message. The reason why I'm telling you all this is because I want all this hagdam, because I want to bring out a Dvar Musa. There's a message.
According to the Ramban, it should have been 1 year more.
No? Okay, you're right. That's what I told you. Not everything is, but the concept is there. You're right. You have to be 1 year more, but the idea is there. You're right. It's not a perfect. Ramban is saying 1 year more. Here it's an exact match. But you get the idea. The concept is definitely there. Okay, now here we come to this week's parsha. Let's go over what happened. Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu says to his children, "Come, I want to reveal to you." He asks, "Come, V'yagidu lechem, Eis asher yikre be'achris hayam." We don't have to have a pasuk. Don't worry. I don't even have a pasuk. I don't even know where it is. I'm all confused. He asks, "V'yagidu lechem, Eis asher yikre lechem be'achris hayam." Come, okay. Rashi Bikesh legalois hakeitz. He wanted to reveal the end of days. What happened? All of a sudden, Nistale Kashchina, the Shechina departed. Yaakov Avinu was very disturbed. Why is the Shechina departing from me? Shema Yesh Psul Bazari. There's something that I don't know about. What's going on here? What happened? What does the Medrash tell us? Everyone knows this Medrash. What do they say? All of the 12 children are standing around his bed. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We maminim b'nei maminim. There's nothing wrong. Chazal then said, how did Yaakov Avinu respond? Baruch Shem Kivoyed Malchuso Li'olam Void. And then he didn't tell them the kates. He didn't tell them anything. He said, "Okay, let me give you brachas. Ruvein b'chariyato koychi v'reishayni yeser se'ez v'yeser pos pachas kamayim al toisar v'chul v'chul." He gives brachas. I'm not telling you the kates. What's going on here? And the Chazal tell us, should we say, when we recite kriyashma, should we say baruch shem? Maybe yeah, maybe not. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, but Yaakov did say it. What do we do? So we'll make a compromise, we'll say it quietly. Okay, and one other point of introduction. When do we say Baruch Shem Kod Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed? When Chas Hashem, we say a bracha levatala. And the person makes a bracha, he has a cup in front of him, and he Baruch Atah Hashem, Lokim Melechom Shakol Niyem Edvaro. Uh-oh, there's nothing inside. Or there's sand inside. Uh-oh. And there's nothing to drink. I made a big mistake. So what do you say? Baruch Shem Kivoyed Malchus Soli Olam Vo'ed. We put on tefillin. It's a very bizarre thing. We make Asher Kedushan B'mitzvahs L'Honiach Tefillin, which really covers the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. We then put on the Shel Rosh and we Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Maybe it was a bracha levatala. It's a bizarre, very bizarre concept. Menela. So we say, no, just in case, Baruch Shem Kivoyed Malchus Soli Olam Vo'ed. Yaakov Avinu over here is saying Baruch Shem Kor Malchuso Li'olam Voed. Where is there a bracha levat? Where is there a levatola? Where is Hashem's name being mentioned levatola? He wanted to reveal the kates, and now he can't.
Yeah, we can't, so it's like a bracha levatola.
Okay, that's an idea. But Klal Yisrael first says, Yaakov, there's nothing wrong. There are no secrets. Everything is fine and good. Hashma Yisrael, we're all maminim. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Yaakov then says, Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchuso Li'ot. What in the world is going on? So listen, the truth is, you look in the Mefarshim, you'll find 100 Pshatim, Drushim, Remes, Soid, Drush, Pardes. Okay, I'm not, I want to just tell you another Mahalach, in a Drush, which ties into everything that we've just said. Yaakov Avinu, we don't know if Yaakov Avinu knew about, it's a very big debate among the commentators, if he knew about Mechiras Yosef. Did Yaakov Avinu know that his own children, 9 of them, sold Yosef? We don't know. It's not clear. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Raya's both ways. But he had Ruach HaKodesh, that Hashem did not reveal to him, not to be Mitzarya, maybe yeah. I don't know, we don't know, but L'chaira, according to this Drush from the at least he sensed, he may not have known the details, he did know, but he sensed something is wrong. The Mazel sensed there was something going on. Now, here it goes. Yaakov Avinu was very well aware, let's assume that he sensed something wrong. How many brothers participated in the sale? It wasn't Reuven, because Reuven was with him. Right? Reuven was b'mashamish Yaakov when this event happened. When Toroif Toraf Yosef, when he was ripped apart, where was Reuven? Reuven was, he had the what's called the alibi, right? A crime is committed. I was here. I have witnesses. I have an alibi. It wasn't Reuven. Benjamin was in the crib. He was home. Yosef was the victim. So how many brothers committed this crime? He suspected. What's going on over here? 9 of his sons. What shame Hashem did they, when, let's say a crime was committed. So Yaakov was one step ahead of Moshe. Moshe was kisar liro. So what does it mean, sar? Moshe, oh, they play a game in Yudke Vavke. Yaakov is one step ahead. Yaakov knew they will play a game in which name? In which name? Eke. I have 9 children, they're all suspects. Something happened to Yosef. I don't know what happened. Bizarre. Taref, taref, he's alive now. Give me a garment. What's going on here? It's not, I know, it's like a mystery. Nah. Well, Havdil. Elif Alfa Avdalos. Binyamin wasn't there. Binyamin wasn't there. Reuven wasn't there. Yosef's the victim. There are 9 suspects. Who did it? Who did it? Who done it? 9. And if they did it, it's a big crime. It's a great insult to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How could you do this? Don't you, aren't you makir? Dalef nemiyata oimet. Shivis Hashem lenegdi tamid. You insulted the Ribbono. Who is the Ribbono? How do you spell Hashem's name? Eke. Eke Shulachani. What is 21 multiplied by 9? Anyone quick with their fingers? No. 189. 189. Okay, my children, you're sinners. You're sinners. You lived in the land, let's talk Rabban's talk. You lived in the land in sin for 1,289 years. So the Golos will be 1 year more, will be 1,290 years. My children, you're all suspects. You're all guilty of something. I don't know what it is. There's something that he doesn't make sense. You're all guilty. You insulted Hashem. Hashem's name is Eke. That means you're guilty for you the name 189. Therefore, the galus, your suffering in this foreign land of Egypt, will equal Kates, 190. The galus always has to be one more than the sin. Bikesh Yaakov legalos Kates. The Kates Hayamin. You'll be here in Egypt for 190 years. Because I have 9 children that are guilty of a crime. 9 times their guilt is a sin against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is captured in Hashem's name of Eke of 21. 21 times 9 is 189. And the Ramban told us that the Golus has to be one more than the Chet. Therefore you have to be here for 190. Kuf Tzadi is 190. You're going to be over here in Egypt for 190 years. We're only here now. He's dying. He's here for 17 years. We're now 17 years into Egypt. And you're going to be here until 190 years. BK Yaakov Legalos, you're going to be here for the Kates Hayomin. And suddenly, the Shechina departs. Something is wrong here. Why can't I tell you 190? Why can't I tell you the Kates? Something is wrong. Is there something I don't know, my children? I only have 9 children. Reuven wasn't part of this. Binyamin wasn't part of this. Yosef's the victim. There are only 9 of you. It's the Kates. Eke times 9. What's going on? There's something I don't know? You're not telling me something. What do they say? Again, this is Drush with a big, big D. He's not here today. Axelrod. Big D. What do they say? Freudian slip. We're maminim. Father, we're tzaddikim. We're maminim. But Yaakov is just, he's looking for codes. Hashkocha pratis. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. There was one more partner in the crime. You're right. It wasn't only 9. Hashem was also a partner in the crime. Shotvoy imohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a partner in the crime. Oh, we have now Eke multiplied by 10. What is Eke multiplied by 10? not going to be Kates Hayomin, not going to be any more money, 190. 21 times 10 is not 190, but 210. Oh, you're not leaving Mitzrayim until after Redu, until Redu Shama for 210. So why couldn't Yaakov Avinu come and tell them, okay, now that you revealed to me that it wasn't 9, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also part of this conspiracy, at least according to your perverted understanding of the Chait, you're going to be here for 2. So why didn't Yaakov Avinu now tell them, okay, you're going to be leaving Egypt in the year 210? You come down to Egypt, the calendar starts, the clock starts fresh in the year 210?
211.
One more, okay, so the, okay, alright, I have to. Why doesn't he tell this to them? So here's the whole reason why I told you this entire Vart. Is because, let's go back to a Gemara. The Gemara tells us the difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Shein. The Chum Bayis Rishon, for how long was the Bayis Chum Bayis Rishon? 70 years. We learned this this week, Daniel. So why 70 years? The Yirmiyah made it explicit, made it clear to them that your Golos will last for how many years? For 70 years. The whole question was, how do you calculate 70? How do you calculate those 70 years? Do you calculate from the time of Nebuchadnezzar? Do you calculate from the time when Nebuchadnezzar conquered, the second when he conquered Yehoyakim? Do you calculate it from the time of the Churban? There are different layers of interpretation of how you calculate the 70 years. Aschal to the Gulusa and the Seif of Golus. But it was known to Klal Yisrael, the number 70. But the goal of the Churban Bayis Sheni, the second Golos, it's not known to us. So Chagamori asked this question, why is it that the Bayis Rishon, it was known the Kates, and the Bayis Sheni was not known the Kates? So the Gemara says, because the Bayis Rishon, they knew what they did wrong. They knew what they did wrong. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shrichas Tamim. The Bayis Sheni, it was hidden in their hearts, Sinas Chinam. It wasn't even known to them. They were fooling themselves. Sinas Chinam is something which is much more delicate. It's not something which is black and white. You know you can define the chait. You think you're a good person, but you're really showing signs of hatred. It's a whole different type of sin. The Bayis Sheni was charved not because of the Zegdol Shechazam, was charved primarily because of Sinas Chinam. And Sinas Chinam is something which is in the heart, which is not in the open, it's not revealed, the roots start out something which are hidden, and therefore the Kates was hidden from them. Now here we come back to the point we want to make. Yaakov Avinu knew something was wrong with Mechiras Yosef. He could reveal to them the Kates as long as the children, his 9 children, knew what they have done wrong. When they came to sell Yosef, okay, they're jealous of Yosef. He has the kosnas passing. And his father revealed to him all the secrets, what he learned in Shem V'Aver. And Yosef is better looking, he's smarter, and he has all the nihilists, they're jealous. Okay, we're jealous. We can't control our jealousy, we have to dispose of him, and we will do it. We're wrong. But you know, in life, you don't always do what's right. If you know your crime, you know your sin, that already is half of the refuah. Am I saying right? I have a doctor, I have a psychiatrist over here. There's a lot. What? Addiction. The first step in healing from it, you have to know you're an addict. Is that correct? If you don't know you're an addict, there's no hope. You'll never seek help. You have to be makir. As long as Yaakov Avinu, he knew there was something wrong with the 9 brothers, But he had hope, or he had a belief. He wanted Galus Kates Hayamin. You knew what you did wrong. You couldn't control your desires. You couldn't control your impulses. But when the Shechina was taken away, he couldn't reveal to them that it's 9 times Eker. And he said, "Is there something I do not know?" And they said to him, "Yes, there is." Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. We Hakadosh Baruch Hu was our partner. In other words, what they were telling Yaakov Avinu was, we did nothing wrong. When we did the Avera, we did a mitzvah. It was Hashem wanted us to do this. Hashem was our partner. The sin was so severe, they fooled themselves into believing they're doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're doing Hashem's work. Yaakov, when he heard this, Ebaze, you're so corrupt. You have perverted Hashem's name to such a degree. Besides the fact that the Kate's kid is going to be 210, I can't reveal you. There's no point in revealing to you the geula. This is in the begeder. You don't admit. There's no solution to your problem if you're not going to admit that there is a problem. The meila nistalka mimena hashchina, and Yaakov now understood why the shchina departed. The sin was a lot worse than he thought, and there was no hope for him to tell them the geula, because you first have to come to admit that you have a problem. Your sin is so great, you've corrupted. You think that what you're doing is the mitzvah, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the last part is, now we understand why Yaakov Avinu, he said, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Voet. Because what did the brothers tell Yaakov Avinu according to this interpretation, this approach? He told them that Hashem was our partner. Hashem was maskin. That's the greatest form of being Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levato. When does a person say, we discussed before in our introduction, when does a person say, Baruch Shem Kod Malchuso Li'olam Voed? When do you say this? When you Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levato. What does it mean to be Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levato? When you have a corrupted understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you got it all wrong. When they told Yaakov Avinu, Shatvay Imoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our chait, that is the ultimate form of taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. You think Hashem is maskim, agreed to this approach of taking your brother and selling him to Egypt? Are you out of your minds? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, this is the greatest swimming Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatollah, and therefore Yaakov Avinu said, Rachmana Litzlan, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. Yeah.
But in a way Hashem, this plan, it was all Hashem.
Okay, there are many layers. Okay, there are many layers of interpretation. Okay, but, yeah?
It's casting such a negative light on Shifte Kaf.
This approach.
Well,
this is what the Mepharshim say. There are many layers.
The shot is that they reassured Yaakov.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I am Panim. Okay, out of time. Let's review. It's a very, very complicated idea. Let's review all the different steps very quickly. In 2 minutes, and we'll stop. Let's review all the steps. We start off with the idea of the Ramban to bring out this concept. The Ramban says that Klal Yisrael, they had to be in Golus for 1,290 years, the end of Sefer Daniel, corresponding to 1 year more than 1,289 years when they lived in Eretz Yisrael. So we see from the Ramban this concept that the Golus has to equal the Golus has to atone the same number of years of sin. They lived in sin for 1,289. The Golus must be one more, 1,290. Put that aside. We have this idea that when we suffer Golus Ad Hayom Azeh because of the Chet Mechiras Yosef. This is a theme which occurs in Chazal all over the place. The Chet Mechiras Yosef is with us, and every generation we participate in the ultimate Kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was aware of this. Moshe Rabbeinu, how many brothers participated in the sin? Nine plus, the Chazal says, Shatvay Imohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when a person sins, what are you doing? You are denying, you are insulting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the insult HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yudkei Vavke, just a remez. Yudkei Vavke is 26. 26 times 10 is 260. Vayar Hashem Kisor Liro. Sorry, it's Bigamatria 260. Hashem says to Moshe, making a mistake. They would not play game in the name Yudke Vavke, but the name of Eke, which is Gematria 21. 21 times 10 is 21 times 210. And therefore, the time of Gula is here. Put that all aside. Now we can appreciate what happened with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu comes. Yaakov Avinu wants to be legalis. The Kates Hayamin. Yaakov was suspicious of his 9 children who participated in there was a sin. What will they play game? Eke Shulachani. What's Eke times 9? 189. Therefore, Yaakov says you'll leave Mitzrayim 1 year after that number. Kates, 190. But then what happened? The Shechina departed. Why did the Shechina depart? So they were Merames, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It wasn't only the 9 of us. It was also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He participated. Yaakov then said, Baruch Shem Kamal Chusel Yalom Vued. Yaakov then understood that it's not 100. 289, it's 210. But even the 210, I can't tell you. Because now that you're telling me that you were so corrupt, and you went and you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu condoned what you have done, you did Hashem's work, this is such a terrible thing, you're not even makir. It's like the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. It's not possible for you to merit, to know when the Gula will come, when you don't even mark it what you've done wrong. And the Musar Haskell for all of us is that in life we have to be makir our shortcomings. In order to improve the first step of making going forward and making improvements in our life, is you have to take a step back and be makir. You're doing something wrong. There's no hakara. Then it is the ultimate corruption of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like taking Hashem and being shtatif him in the Aver. Okay, that's the basic idea. You okay with this? Have a wonderful Shabbos.